Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. For our meditation this evening, we turn to the words of Luke 22, verses 31 and 32. Jesus' words to Peter. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you all as wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. Dear brothers and sisters in our Lord Jesus Christ, I would imagine that for most of us, we have been to many, many midweek Lenten services in our life. So many that maybe you have heard the Passion history lessons very often. And when you've heard them so often, maybe you can even anticipate what the very next words are going to be. But just imagine tonight being someone who is attending a midweek Lenten service for the very first time, and Jesus speaks these words. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you all as wheat, but what? Before we consider what Jesus said after that, let's consider what Jesus has told us in that first statement. Simon, Simon, when something is repeated in Scripture, it is meant to tell us the gravity and the seriousness of what is being spoken. You may remember the old King James Version, "Verily, verily, I say unto you." Jesus is saying that this is something very important for Simon to listen to. Satan has asked. Now that may seem very strange to our ears. Satan asking the Lord for something. But you and I know when we've read the book of Job, we've heard this happen before when Satan presented himself before God and asked to tempt Job not once but twice to take away his family, to take away his belongings, and then to take away his own health in his own body. To sift you as wheat. When you think of sifting, sifting was done to grain, to separate the chaff from the grain. And this is what Satan had asked to be done to Saint Peter. To sift him, to separate him from his relationship with Jesus, to separate him from his faith in his God. This would be a violent shaking, as you know from the rest of the details too. So if you were a first-time attendee this evening, what do you think Jesus would say in the very next statement? Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but don't worry, Simon. I won't let him near you. I will protect you. This will be an easy night for you. But that's not what Jesus said. And that's not what Jesus did either. Or would he say, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, and I will let him. But Simon, I know how strong your faith is. You have a very strong faith, and therefore you'll pass the test. I know you will. That's not what Jesus said either. And that's not what happened. We know what happened at the courtyard. Peter went away weeping with remorse. This man was shaken violently by Satan. He denied his Savior not once, not twice, but three times in a matter of moments. Just imagine that for a moment. Here is Peter, the one who in the very next verse after Jesus says this, do you know what Peter says? He says, Lord, I will go to prison for you. I will even die for you. He was bound and determined. He was so full of pride. So now you can just about understand why Jesus caused this all to happen that evening when Satan was asking to sift Peter and all of them like wheat. Why would he do that? He did it because Simon was strong in his faith. not strong in his faith in the Lord. He was strong in his faith in Peter. He trusted Simon. He trusted his own strength to get him through these difficult times. And so the Lord sent this wonderful thing that didn't seem so wonderful to Peter at the time. God had a plan for Peter. God had a plan to defeat Satan that evening, but God had also a plan for Peter. That plan involved sifting. That plan involved failing on the part of Peter. Maybe you and I have also been in a certain situation where maybe we've seen a famous person who falls into some grievous sin, and you might shake your head and say, I would never even think of doing something like they did. Or maybe you know of a fellow Christian, somebody who was very weak and they fell into a grievous sin, and you shook your head as if you were sad, thinking, well, I guess there's some Christians who are very weak, but not me. And then all of a sudden, maybe Satan has grabbed you, and you have done something or said something that has been so grievous, so harmful to loved ones, so evil, that it has shocked you, that it has appalled you. And you may at times wonder, why did this happen to me? It happens because God has a plan, and that plan is to humble us as well, to make us recognize who we are by nature and how defenseless and hopeless we are against the one that the Bible calls like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. We cannot stand against him on our own. And if that's where the story ended tonight, then we would certainly despair. We would be in hopelessness. But then we turn to the Garden of Gethsemane, and we see that Satan had another target, a much more important target on his mind. You see, he tempted Peter, but he wanted to also sift Jesus, our Savior himself, to separate Jesus from his obedience. You hear in the Garden of Gethsemane how there was sweat like drops of blood that came from Jesus' forehead. You see what Jesus experienced, and it's as if Satan is telling him, just set that cup of suffering aside, Jesus. You don't have to experience all this trouble. Just give it all up. Peter failed three times. Jesus failed not once. When Satan comes to sift you and to accuse you of all your sins, and to accuse you, to tell you that you are guilty and all your sins deserve the punishment of hell, what will be your confidence? What will be your strength? Your strength is Jesus Christ, your unfailing Savior who laid down his life for you upon the cross. Only in Jesus do you trust. You do not trust in yourself. We should not trust in ourselves. We will certainly fail. God is our refuge and strength. Jesus Christ is the one we trust in. Now let's finish that statement tonight. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but, Jesus says, I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. Jesus prayed for Simon. Simon failed that night, but in the end, his faith did not fail. Satan wanted to separate Simon from his faith in Jesus. He wanted to separate Simon from Jesus himself. But that plan backfired. It backfired because God separated Simon from something else. He separated Simon from his own sinful pride, from his own selfishness. And then, when Simon was humbled, we also see that he was able to do what Jesus asked him to do next. When you have turned, Simon, go back and strengthen your brothers. We know from Holy Scripture that is what happened. Even though Simon had denied Jesus his Savior, Jesus had prayed for him. Jesus would be his strength. Read in verses like Acts chapter 2 as he gives that beautiful sermon strengthening brothers who were gathered in Jerusalem at the first Pentecost. Read in Acts chapter 10 his beautiful sermon at the home of a Gentile named Cornelius. He was strengthening brothers, Jews and Gentiles. He was a figure in the early Christian church, a central figure. But he wasn't pointing to himself. Read Peter's letters and you also see a spirit-driven humility too. When we return to repentance and are renewed in our faith in the humility that God plants in our hearts, may God also give us strength to strengthen our brothers and sisters too. Oh, how we need it. Because Satan is working overtime, we could say. There is so much evil. Strengthen your brothers through word and sacrament. Encourage them with God's holy word. And if Satan would come after you and attempt to sift you, remember this as well. Satan's power is limited. He has to ask God for permission. God is your strength. Trust in Him. And when God allows Him to sift us, God will not work Satan's plan in order to harm us, but God will be working that plan in order to separate us from something harmful in our lives, like pride or arrogance or name any pet sin. God will also work it so that we trust in Him and run to His Word for strength and for hope against every sifting that the devil may do. May Jesus always be your strength, not only during Lent, but every day. We have a fierce enemy, but we have a far more powerful God. Thanks be to Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.